This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa Rare Flagship Station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America and as well as across the Caribbean, where we got a couple of big old storms moving through, and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus efforts, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the Underground USA podcast is Frank Silvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And by the way, unlike the Democratic Party, who removed those two words from the pledge for the 3 days they were there, under God, we say it on this program.
Yeah, that was just that's how petty the entire experience of the Democratic National Convention was. It was boring and petty.
Yep, but there was one exciting moment at the very end when everything was over and done with, and everybody walked outside. You know, Jill and Joe and Kamala and her husband. They had the fireworks. That was exciting.
I can't believe that they did that with their carbon footprint. I can't believe it. They should have had Joe out there with just a couple sparklers tap dancing. That would have been enough.
Well, you know, we did have a very important thing last night. We had a Hunter Biden sighting.
Well, he's still a free Hunter Biden sighting. He's still free. He should be in orange, but, you know, it's a free Hunter Biden sighting. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And, of course, you know, all the different things that went on, the Democratic illegal immigrant that they had on there, he says, I need health insurance. I deserve it, right? You know, and when I heard that, I went, oh, boy.
Yeah, with all of the things that they want to give away for free for people who don't actually pay taxes or live in the United States, maybe the UN should cover that for them.
Wait, I'm glad you said that, because, you know, when Biden went global was when he said, we're going to build it back better. Well, that's the plan modeled after the UN program.
Yeah, they want to be the UN. Maybe the UN should just be their party. And when it comes to paying for health insurance for people who aren't citizens of the United States, maybe that should come from the non-U.S. donated funds to the United Nations.
And, you know, Bernie chimed in. He said he was unhappy that the Republicans got more love than the progressives at the Democratic National Convention. And then AOC took a swipe at a Biden advisor who had the gall to say, well, deficits will limit how much the administration of spending is going to be on the new Green Deal.
Yeah, Bernie said the guy with three houses, and AOC, who believes that we can just print more money. Why should we have to worry about what we spend? We've got a printing press. We could just print more money. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. You're right. That's what she said.
You know, I mean, this is she has failed, or at least she's telegraphing the fact that she failed miserably economics 101. But when you are a dyed-in-the-wool communist, she keeps calling herself a socialist, but when you listen to anything that she wants, it's already made that leap from socialism to communism. You don't care how much stuff costs because nothing is valuated.
Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, Nancy Pelosi got a little bit miffed when the media kept referring to Kamala Harris as the most powerful black woman in the world right now. And Nancy reminded everybody, by the way, I am the most powerful woman in U.S. politics. I am the Speaker of the House. Well, la-di-da.
Yeah, I'd like to gin that up a little bit. Now, the fact that her position when push comes to shove is a little bit more potent than the Vice President of the United States. I think Joe Biden can attest to that. You get locked in the observatory and you get a pair of scissors for cutting ribbons, and that's pretty much about it, unless something happens that elevates you to that one heartbeat away to the presidency. You know, but I thought that Pelosi was angry because they were wrong about the fact that Kamala Harris isn't black.
Well, no, she didn't say that, but of course we can go there. The blacks aren't happy about that because the press was referring to her as African America, first African American female and all that. And about 30% of the blacks polling right now don't care for the Biden-Harris ticket.
No, they keep trying to say that this woman is African American. There's no African at all. She's
nope.
Jamaican and East Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, if words matter, and that's what Barack Obama told us in his first term, words matter, they're important, then we're getting lied to about her lineage. She's not black. She's an islander, and she's East Indian.
Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. To find out more, go to undergroundusa.com, and that'll put you right over there on his page. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Nissan. That's Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura, and MossNissan.com. Check them out. Because while the factories were slowing production and dealerships are running out of inventory, Dave Moss Sr. went out on a buying spree. And now they have over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from at Moss. Moss has one of the largest selections in the state. Now, before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. That's M-A-U-S. They'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And their goal is to never lose your business over price, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! Now, if you're searching for new, improved service, and an experience as such, let me tell you about the Moss Service Departments. They handle all makes and all models, and You Serve, You Save. That program applies to all active-duty military, all veterans, all first responders, as well as pastors and faith workers, where you get 20% off the service work done on your vehicle at a Moss Acura or Moss Nissan dealership. Now, don't forget, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Moss Acura right beside Moss Nissan. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you another $500 on that car that you're looking to buy. All right, Frank Silvato is back with us from the Underground USA podcast. Good morning again,
Mr. Captain.
Mr. Steve Bannon is in big-time trouble right now over something called $1 million that he got from the from a group called the We Build the Wall. And then that was founded by a disabled veteran, a multi-amputee, Brian Colphage, and He made the comment early on that they didn't take any money. This was all the money that was given to build the wall was going to go to the wall. But all of a sudden, we find out that Mr. Colphage got his hands on $350,000 in funds that donors had given to the We Build the Wall movement, and Bannon, through a nonprofit organization under his control, received $1 million from the We Build the Wall project. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's when greed takes hold, and it doesn't know any political denomination. This is just stupid. When you start a nonprofit organization, especially on the right side of the aisle, and if we learned nothing from the Lois Lerner thing and at the IRS, if you're on the right side of the aisle, it's got to be by the numbers. Every T has to be crossed, every I has to be dotted, and you stay above board. So Bannon brought this on to himself. Why he should be pulling a salary or even a stipend for $1 million for a charity that was meant to help subsidize the building of the border wall when he's already a millionaire is a quandary of the highest order. This is just pure and simple greed.
Well, you won't get any argument out of me over that. And it's also, as you said, it's stupidity because why you've got, and by the way, they got blown in by a bank.
No, it's when you, the nonprofit laws in the United States are pretty darn clear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when it comes to the end of the year and you've got to report finances, the bank has to report what the bank has to report. And if they see malfeasance, they're under obligation to report that something's going on with this with this 501. You know, so if he thought he was going to get away with it, that's a big heap and help and a hubris right there.
By the way, your friend in Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, she issued a order banning any protests on the block that she lives in Chicago.
But I had posted that late yesterday on the underground Facebook page, and it lit up. People are just, they're sickened by this. And well, they should be, because this woman has elevated herself above everybody else. You know, in this country, we've gotten away from the idea that elected officials are public servants.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to serve the public. The public is supposed to come before them. They're supposed to have accountability, transparency, accessibility, you name it. And for this woman to say there will be protests are sacrosanct and we must have them and police should be defunded and people have a right to this except for on my block? Are you serious?
Mm.
You know, this is what happens when people elect. We confuse politics and government all the time. Politicians are not statesmen. Politicians are politicians. But for two generations, we have misidentified activists as politicians.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens when we elect activists to office. They mm-hmm. don't know how to do it, and they set themselves apart. They elevate themselves above the masses. So people in Chicago, wake up.
All right. Now, hold on a second. We're going to take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Sean in Tampa here, Captain. I'm just wondering when the banks are going to start reporting what is, to me, is such an obvious thing that somebody should be looking into of all these drug cartel companies, they probably are, funneling. And we know, now listen, we know that they're funneling money to the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
There's no way that they'd be so open border and everything just for fake votes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're giving money, and I guarantee you that they're doing that.
Okay.
And I think anybody with a brain would know that.
Well, I will answer that for you because there's something that you didn't mention in that. Frank, do you remember the Wachovia Bank?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Do you remember that they were absorbed by another bank when they got into trouble because there was money in their bank deposited from the Pablo Escobar Medellin drug cartel?
Absolutely.
It was in the hundreds of millions of dollars, approaching $1 billion?
That's I believe that the bank that absorbed them was Wells Fargo.
That's correct. And so it's already been done, and I'm sure that they keep their eyes on things very closely. But he raises an interesting point. I'm sure they're watching that. By the way, are you ready to talk a little weather?
We can. Yeah, why not? John Coleman's one of my favorite people.
We have Tropical Depression 13, which is going to become a tropical storm probably later today. We have Tropical Depression number 14, which is probably going to become a tropical storm a little bit later today. The two of them are going to move into the Gulf of Mexico, and both of them are going to become hurricanes, probably Category 1. I don't think they'll make Category 2 status, but the two of them are headed in your direction. However, we'll be on the right side of the storm here come Monday, and it's going to make landfall. It looks like this first one is going to make landfall up there somewhere around you.
Well, it's going to be a rain event for
pretty
us.
Much,
normally,
pretty
when
much.
When we look at the hurricanes in the panhandle, if it makes that cut underneath Cuba and then into the Gulf of Mexico, we pay attention to it because that usually curves north. But this one looks like it's going to go a little bit further west and get diminished in strength by Mexican territory. And the other one is probably going to be a rain event. So it's not Hurricane Michael.
No.
But you do have to prepare for all of these storms if it's going to be Hurricane Michael.
And you got two at once coming into the Gulf come Monday. Holy smokes.
Well, we like to do things big here at the Panhandle.
By the way, did you hear the latest about Goodyear?
Last I heard, the CEO was backpedaling at warp speed.
He backpedaled, but he only backpedaled when it came to pro-police apparel. MAGA hats and Make America Great shirts and all that are still not allowed because they're political in nature. But pro-police apparel, like Blue Lives Matter, that's okay.
Well, if your policy is that you want to be apolitical in the workplace, that's fair. You don't put one over the other. I can go along with that. If people don't want people having political arguments at work, that's a good thing. You know, you're going to work. If you want to make a statement about somebody who protects all of us every single day, that's beautiful.
All righty, we will let you go. We will talk to you on Monday, and by Monday we'll know where these storms are, and we may be talking about a couple of hurricanes.
Hey, stay low, my friend. I'll be watching.
You bet. All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, from the Underground USA podcast. You can go to undergroundusa.com to find out more about what he does. Meantime, I'll be back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, assuming the mantle of a party standard bearer more than 30 years after his first presidential run.
It's time for us
for we the people to come together. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
Biden's speech in Delaware came on the fourth and last day of the Democratic National Convention that was unlike any party gathering in history. Forced to scrap in-person events amid the coronavirus pandemic, the convention was carried out virtually with a slew of speeches and performances over the course of the nights. The Republican National Convention is next week. This is USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are. And hey, folks, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today. If it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans. Here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required. And from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, too. Now, premium quality windshields and $100 cash are yours when you mention the Captain. 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and tell them the Captain sent you. All right, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland, is here with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt Bruce. Pleasure to be with you as always. Beautiful morning across the country, which is a great thing. So,
until Monday, when we might have two hurricanes in the Gulf at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's you know, we're hoping those spin and turn away from land.
Chances of that are slim and none. They're going to go somewhere. But anyway, let's talk about baseball, Major League Baseball. Now, the hometown team here is the Tampa Bay Rays. They got off to kind of a slow start. All of a sudden, they're hotter than a firecracker. They just passed the Yankees. And the baseball season is shaping up to be really exciting.
It really is. You have the Dodgers out west pairing up. The Yankees still are doing very well in the league and in the east up there. And then also, a lot of teams that are surprising some people. The A's are doing okay. The Marlins were doing well, but then they're falling off. And then speaking about good old New York, the New York Mets are going to be, you know, out postponing at least two games because there's been a positive test with the player and the executive with the Mets organization. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens there. You know, if it's just two and three game postponements, you're okay. Why don't we start getting into week postponements or more teams get this? Now, this is the fourth team now that has had postponed. So we're gonna see what happens in that realm now. So, but it's still been a pretty interesting season with the changes. Putting the guy at second base in extra innings. If you face one guy, you have to face three. So baseball's been very interesting. I think people are liking it with the new changes. So
let's
see if it transpires next year.
Let's talk about football for a couple different reasons. Number one,
sure.
Kansas City is going to start things out, and they're going to have the 10 people pods in the stadium. They're going to have no more than 15,000 people, which is something the NFL agreed upon. Dallas is going to do the same thing. Why can't baseball do that?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it, Captain? Just go like it. Most stadiums in baseball, we'll just say, are about 25,000 to 30, just on average. So let's let them have 5,000 people, okay? Soccer, they've allowed 1,000 people, you know, because their stadiums here in the USA normally are around 10,000 to 12,000. So just have 1,000 people. There's ways that baseball could start letting some people get in there and do that. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense, Captain. Great point you just made, sir.
Yeah, now let's talk about football because everybody's moving along here. And we had the coach at the Eagles who came down positive. I guess he'll be back, what, in another week or so?
Yeah, Doug Peterson will be back in about a week, greater role. Everybody's in training camp. They're in their little bubble at the training camps. And it's funny you brought that up. A few players tried to sneak friends or girlfriends in and got caught, and they've been released from the team. These guys do some crazy things, Captain. That's what makes the NFL kind of a wacky league, to say the least. And, I'm curious to see if they're going to get all 16 in. I hope they are. And, I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. No exhibition football. There'll be no preseason football. First game will be September 10th between the Houston Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. And the Chiefs are talking about being wearing headdresses and face paint and reviewing the chop. I have to ask you a question, Captain. I'm just seeing something in our world and in sports. Freedoms, the freedom of speech. I thought if you have freedom of speech, there wouldn't be ramifications or consequences for your speech. Isn't that what the freedom of speech is supposed to be, sir?
It's supposed to be, but unfortunately, when you're dealing with a kingdom like the NFL or the NBA or the MLB or whoever you might, or the NHL, and they say jump, you have to say how high because the contract that you have, you're indebted to them.
Hmm. Well, I'm just saying as a public, too. It's funny how certain people, what they say, don't have freedom of speech and other people do. I don't get that. I thought we all were striving to all have that, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what I love about sports. You get it on your merit, and that you do your speaking on the fields of action.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, auto racing is going to be at Dover. Austin Dillon, one of the more popular race car drivers, he tested positive, but he's good now. So he'll be cleared to race. A lot of people will be watching that this weekend. And in basketball, we'll talk about it for a minute. The Timberwolves landed the number one pick in the NBA draft, and the Warriors landed the number two pick. And then last but not least, Cap, two other things let's talk about. The hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning won their series, and the Islanders just won game five and eliminated the Capitals in their series. So That's hockey starting to shape up. The Dallas Stars eliminated the Flames after a wild game. One of their players had four goals, matter of fact. Dennis Garanamoglu, and he played great. So
now,
all the sports are starting to come in to play. In a couple of weeks, we'll have the Kentucky Derby, Captain. Go ahead.
Now, is it the NHL that's already into their playoff picture? Are they doing playoffs now?
Oh, yeah. You don't win your series, you're eliminated. So the Columbus Blue Jackets are gone. The Washington Capitals are gone. You also have the Flames were eliminated. and there's a few others. So a lot of teams have advanced to the second round. And I tell you, a lot of good series, Captains. A lot of games going into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fun for people to watch. And then with auto racing, you know, we'll also have the Indy 500 coming up here. Also, talking about the Kentucky Derby, and Marianne Andretti now has 5 cars in the Indy 500 series. So there is some strength in numbers there, Captain, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll see where that goes. That's a tremendous race. I always enjoyed watching that. Matter of fact, I remember when they had the what did they have? They had the Charlotte race at the same time they had the Indy 500, and some of those NASCAR drivers would do double races in the daytime.
Yes, sir. Exciting stuff. Yeah, very good. Captain, last but not least, I got to get your opinion on this. You know, you've done a lot in this country and been through a lot. Is this kind of looking like the late 60s, early 70s view, what's going on in our world?
Well, it's looking very much like the 60s when we had all the different disturbances going on around the country in some of the big cities. And again, the big cities where the stuff was going on happened to be run pretty much by Democrats. Very same similarity there. Go figure, right? But we had, of course, Chicago. We had Detroit. We had Philadelphia. We had, where else was the other place that was a big deal? I guess it was, Memphis, because of what was going on there. With the civil rights movement and whatnot. But it was wild. I'll tell you that much. It was wild.
Yeah, Captain, it's amazing. Well, you know, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Captain. You know, I've helped out a lot of people with their insurances, just like I've helped out you. And so anybody listening, if you want a second set of eyes on your insurance paperwork, if you have any questions you might want answered, please feel free to call me. My name is Patrick Hyland. I do the Sports Zone on Sundays from 11 to 12. I'm on the Captain's Show from roughly 5:30 to 5:45, and we have a good time talking sports. But during the week, I help out people with their insurances and make sure they have the best plan for themselves and their family to have peace of mind, because that's what it's all about. If you have peace of mind, it's a lot easier to live and know that your family's taken care of and that you're taken care of, and that's what I provide. Feel free to give me a call anytime at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. Captain, have a great weekend. Everybody out there, be safe and sound, and do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. If we would start getting back to that and looking out for each other, I know that would eliminate a lot of problems in our country. So
yeah,
God bless everyone, and thank you so much, Captain.
And stay dry.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Patrick. All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, and he, of course, hosts the Sports Zone. It's a sports show that's heard Sundays right here at my flagship station at 11 a.m. in the morning. So don't forget to do that, too. They have a lot of fun there, him and his gang. And, by the way, I don't know that he's listening, but congratulations to Scott Levinson on his victory this week. He's going up against the Democrat in Hillsborough County District 1 for county commissioner. So congratulations, Scott. Happy to hear that you were able to make the cut. All right, we're coming back with more. Kathy, give us the info.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And here we go. We'll have some showers and thunderstorms today, kind of a precursor for what might be coming our way Sunday night and Monday. But anyway, winds will start out of the south about 8 to 10 miles an hour. And this afternoon, they'll turn around to the southwest about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Seas will be 2 to 3 feet with a light to moderate chop. The Gulf water temperature, 89 degrees. The Bay water temperature, 87 degrees. We had our high tide at 4:43 a.m. Our low tide coming at 9:56 a.m. And remember, the Freedom Boat Club always is there for you when it comes to getting out on the water. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water. And Freedom Boat Club likes to call it sun sanitizing. Because since we've all been advised to keep our distance, you can consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything as you load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, and have a great time out on the water with your friends and family, too, while you sun sanitize. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing. Now, you want to hear the other good part of it? If you join the Freedom Boat Club right here in Tampa Bay, you get reciprocity at all of the other 232 locations across America. Now, we've got 29 locations, over 500 boats right here in the Tampa Bay area. All you got to do is give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to have a ball, y'all, out on the water. Guaranteed. Now, got to talk before I move on with what is going on weather-wise. Now, we have a couple of tropical depressions right now, which are probably going to be, I'm going to guess, tropical storms by the scheme of things, by what we're looking at here, probably going to be tropical storms by tonight or tomorrow at the very latest. Now, I'm going to read you the message, the directory here on Tropical Depression 13, which is the one that looks like it's going to be coming up the slot on the north side of Cuba and then coming through the Straits of Florida. Somewhere out there, we'll be on the right side of it as the storm is in the Gulf. And we're going to take a look at that right now because here's the weather statement. Tropical storm conditions are possible across portions of the northern Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and the southern Bahamas, Turks, and Caicos Islands later today through Saturday night. And tropical storm watches have been issued for some of the islands. Heavy rainfall is likely across this area beginning today and could cause some mudslides and flash flood and urban warnings, warnings through Sunday. Now, to conclude, the details of the long-range track and intensity forecasts are more uncertain than usual since the system could move over portions of the Greater Antilles this weekend. However, this system could bring some storm surge, rainfall, and wind impacts to portions of Hispaniola, Cuba, the Bahamas, and Florida this weekend and early next week. So we need to pay attention to this because this could affect right here where I'm sitting in Tampa Bay come Monday. But we'll see. We'll see. Now, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. The bottom line is this. The DND, Dumb and Dumber. You guys were the last 8 years, Obama, you were terrible for the American people. And by the way, you watched that. Of course I didn't watch 1 minute of them. And I can't stand when this radio station plays one cut from those clowns. If I wanted to watch CNN, I'd watch the Chinese news now. I don't want to hear from them. I don't want to hear from Chuck Todd. I don't want to hear from those losers. They're terrible, okay? They're owned by China. Joe Biden, you haven't done, like Trump said, you haven't done anything for 40 years. Now you want to, you know, in the black neighborhood, we'd say you want to pimp us out for your vote. No, thanks, bro. No thanks. And then Kamala Harris, you said the nastiest things about Joe Biden, then you hitched your wagon to him, and then you want us to vote for the guy? You're out of your mind. You think we're stupid. You think the American people are stupid. And let me tell Goodyear something, and the same for the NFL. You take a knee on the first game it with no fans, you've learned to kick your own cuss, but we'll never be back. You taking me, I don't give a dog on. I'm the bitchy team Lombardi of playing football. Okay? I'll take one team, a 1 year contract, and I'll win the Super Bowl with Tim Tebow. Okay? He kid won 6 games in a row, third string. You don't know a doggone thing about football. Okay? Taking me, we're not coming back. Nobody's watching the Chinese Basketball Association. Nobody's watched it. And Goodyear, let me tell you something. Go ahead and say you can't wear your Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Okay? Then see what happens to you. See if they don't go ahead and try and burn your building down while Laura Lightfoot. Look at you people with your Democrat mayor and Democrat governor. What a disaster. How could you be so stupid in Pennsylvania, in Chicago, to vote for a Democrat? God bless you, Captain. Let's stand up. And the Democrat Party hates everybody. They want our vote.
All right.
Please spear me. Let's go.
Okay, and that's Todd in Tampa. And, of course, Todd is ready to go this morning. Now, I got to read you this final statement here on Tropical Depression 14, because this is also out there coming in the western side of the Gulf, and it looks like it's going to head towards the Texas-Louisiana border. So Houston, you might be in the grips of it. West of New Orleans, you might be in the grips of it. Galveston, you might be in the grips of it. But this is going to be more than likely a Category 1 hurricane sometime early Monday morning, headed in that general direction. We're going to have two storms pretty much side by side, literally, in the Gulf of Mexico at just about the same time. So I can't remember when that's ever happened, when you had two hurricanes side by side in the same situation. But Tropical Depression 13, which will be a storm and then a hurricane, looks like it's going to develop into a Category 1, and then this one, 14. But that 14 is going to miss us, but it's going to hit Texas or Louisiana by the looks of what I'm looking at here. So there you have it. So keep that in mind. Now, back to the topic of the day, and that is the Democratic National Convention. It's over. Thank God. It's over. And with that, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, check them out, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. A couple of my friends were in there this week and bought some stuff. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget, you can give them a call, set up an appointment for service at 941-922-2345, or just stop by the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. They're the best at what they do, the best of the best. And I would go to nobody else if I needed blinds, and Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, right there at Clark Road, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, coming up today, keep your eyes in Washington, D.C. John Brennan is testifying. I don't think it's going to be closed door. I don't think we'll have any idea what's discussed there. Certainly, John Durham and Brennan, they're going to have some interesting discussions back and forth. Durham has got the information he needs, the documents he needs. He already knows the answers to the questions. Now it's to see whether or not Mr. Brennan will answer the questions truthfully. And if not, then I would not want to be in his shoes either. So we'll see where we go with all of this. It's going to be an interesting day, an interesting weekend, and I will be back tonight with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, that's the program that started it all, right here, the Captain's America Third Watch weekend edition. That's how we got started years ago in a radio. So you guys have yourself a great day. Stay dry. Stay warm. If you're out west, stay the heck out of those fires out there. Wow. I'll see you tonight. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay healthy. See ya.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.